الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر على نعمك الكثيرة، ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على عبدك ورسولك وحبيبك ومصطفاك سيدنا محمد، عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, as you know, all of us are within the end of Sha'ban, month of Sha'ban, which is related to the lunar calendar, the Muslim calendar. So we are now in the end of the month number 8, which is the month of Sha'ban. And we are about to start Ramadan, inshaAllah, very soon, bi'idhnillah. And in Islam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that everything in Islam is a preparation. So when you go to Salah, for example, you have to hear adhan, just to get you prepared. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that type of structure, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam also told us there is a sunnah before and after Salah. And that's why also in Islam, fasting, which is the main worship that we have to practice in Ramadan, it also has that type of preparation. So it has associated a number of sunnah fasting. And if you have any sunnah fasting that you haven't done, as Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is a good practice, if he hasn't done it for any reason, he's always doing it in Sha'ban. And as Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told us, that he loves to have to practice fasting Sha'ban, as all of our actions that we have done are actually escalated to Allah during that month. And Islam is very structured in terms of religion. It has five pillars. That is the main five pillars of Islam. Al-Shahada, Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, which is to bear witness that no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is the Prophet. The second pillar is the prayer. It's the prayer for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have mandatory 5 times to pray. And in addition, the Jum'ah, Friday prayer, as we are practicing. The third one is the zakah, which is to pay part of our money, certain percentage of our money, of our wealth, to poverty, to people in need. The fourth is fasting, siyam. So it's the fourth pillar of Islam. The fifth pillar is Hajj, is to practice Hajj in Mecca. So we have siyam as a fasting, is the fourth pillar, and these five pillars for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the main, you could say the whole Islam religion is actually, these are the foundations of Islam. And that's why siyam, as fasting, is a must for us to do in Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us that month with all of its blessings to practice this type of worship, which is a very important worship for us, to do the fasting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The significance of fasting is very important. It's an order from Allah which we have to obey, but it's also other things that we are learning from fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always ordering things for a purpose. Everything in Islam, everything in order, every order in Islam is for a purpose. So what is the purpose of fasting? And what is the definition of fasting? Fasting in Islam is to refrain, to stop eating, drinking, any sexual intercourse with wives, backbiting, lying, all of these actions has to stop totally. Arguing, all of these actions has to stop, and we have a time, a certain time, sunrise to sunset, al-fajr للمغرب. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clear, that's very clear in Islam. So what does that value actually is adding to us? First, Islam and fasting is extremely very, very unique worship to Allah. The uniqueness of Islam, all other worship, everything that we do is to obey Allah. Allah ordered us to do praying, we do praying. Allah ordered us to do shahada, we do shahada. If you think any of these orders from Allah is actions that you have to do, everyone else will see you. So I can see you praying, I can see you pronouncing shahada, I can see you paying money for charity, I can see you traveling to do hajj. But fasting is very special. Because I can't see you while you are fasting. I can't see you while you are not eating or drinking. It's a very severe test for self-honesty for Muslim. Because you do fasting for Allah only. And there's not, I can't see your face and I know that you are fasting, you are not. There's no way I could do that, I could know that. And no Muslim could know that. So it's a very unique worship to Allah. It's about self-honesty. Because you could go home, lock your door, eat and drink. It's possible. But because fasting is that unique, self-honesty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it's a very, very different, very unique type of worship to Allah. Allah is telling you to stop things that originally it's not forbidden. So it's not forbidden to eat and drink. But you stop it for a purpose. So you stop it to obey Allah, to prove your self-honesty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we know in Islam that Allah is the watcher. He's watching us night and day in every single action, in every word. So it's the only one who knows whether you are fasting or not, practicing fasting or not, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it's a very unique worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's also practicing for us by self-control. How can you self-control yourself? How do you practice that you don't lie, you don't argue? How to practice to stop eating and drink? How to practice that you're going to stop any intercourses for the wives? It's a self-control, a practice to self-control for a Muslim. So that's also another purpose from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third purpose is to share the pain of actually hunger. Poor people who doesn't have any food, who doesn't have any water, we are sharing them. We feel like what they feel. To remember Allah and say thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provide us food and water everywhere we go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us the blessing that we can afford to buy food and we can afford to buy clean water. There are people around in the world that they don't know what's food. And we can see on the TV people are actually looking in rubbish and garbage to find food. And we have to remember these people. Because that's poverty. Whether you are a Muslim or not Muslim, that's poverty. And Muslims during their generation, when zakat is distributed, it's distributed for Muslims and distributed for non-Muslims living across Muslims. So you can see that's the justice of Islam, because poverty is just like a wave. Get to everybody in the place, whether you are a Muslim or not. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how to do that. So it's a big, main value, to self-honesty, to share that pain with the others as well. So the significance of fasting subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ. That means everything you do, you take all the deeds for yourself. And who is giving you that deeds? Who is recording the deeds? The angels. As we know, we are each and every one of us as angels who are recording your good deeds and bad deeds. That's fine. But what about fasting? إِلَّا الصَّوْمِ. Except fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْدِ بِهِ. Fasting is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the only one recording those good deeds for fasting. Because it's very special. You only fast for Allah. You can't pray to show the other people that you are praying. But you can't fast to show me that you are fasting. There's no way to prove it. And that's why The good deeds for fasting is only Allah is providing this one. كل عمل ابن آدم إلا الصوم except fasting فإنه لي it's for Allah وأنا أجزي له. Allah is the one who is providing these deeds. يقول الإمام المناوي actually in the explanation of this one in this hadith, because all your actions is for yourself and fasting is only for you, as you know on the day of judgment your good deeds, each one of us might be losing some of them for bad deeds that you've done, except fasting, because it's only for Allah. Fasting stops you from hypocrisy and lying, because it's said honesty. You can't lie to Allah. You can't lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your intentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ means he knows the secrets. And the secret, as I told you previously, is that something that you keep it from with someone else. That's the secret. وَأَخْفَى, what's more than a secret? Something in yourself, inside the top of your brain. You haven't told anyone about it. And Allah knows that. And if that is the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows your intentions up to that level, we can't lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no way for us to do that. And it's a practice for us to be that honest. To practice honesty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told us in another hadith, As-sawm junnah. Junnah. The dhamm al-jeem, junnah. That means it's a hisn, it's a protection for you. It's really a protection for Muslims. So practicing fasting is protection for Muslims. It protects you. And Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, as he recommended each and everyone to marry and to have a wife, he told us if someone cannot afford to have a wife at the moment, فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءُ بِالصَّوْمِ. So it's also protection for you, because it's a self-control. So siyam as a fasting is one of the most important worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to know, as you know, Islam is very structured. Any one of us who still has any days that he hasn't been fasting last Ramadan, that is the last time for you. That is the last time for you for these days that you've lost because of struggling, because of being ill or anything. So this is the last time for you. And you have to do that. If you haven't, then that means you have to do kafara. And kafara, that means you have actually to feed some poor people because of that. So if you've lost any days that you haven't been fasting last Ramadan, the whole year was available to you. And this is the last month, because the next month is Ramadan. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us some exceptions here, because Allah is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, if someone is sick, if someone is sick and is continuing to be sick even this month, and ulama told us that even this month, if he can't do it, he doesn't have to do it. Because the main rule in Islam, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to make it easy for you. Don't want to make it difficult for you. So you have to have the strength, health-wise, to do that practice. And as well, we have to teach it to our children. And it has to be in a step-by-step. We can't force them directly, because they have to practice to stop eating and drinking for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. It's a matter of practice. But we have to start this while they are young, starting from 9, 10 years, to do the practice step by step. Because at a certain age, it's mandatory. They have to do a full day practice, a full month of fasting. This practice, we have to teach it for ourselves, for our children, to practice this fasting. Because fasting turns all your body, all your feelings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to enjoy this type of worship. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وتوب إليه. الإله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم صل وسلم على حبيبك ومصطفاك سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام والتسليم. الناس ثلاثة: فاعل سريع الرجاء، وطالب بطيء الرجاء، ومقصر في النار هوى. اليمين والشمال مضلة، والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة، عليها ذات الكتاب وذات السنة. هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى، وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. Dear brothers and sisters, fasting back again has that importance. Something very, very important we have to remember. Fasting is not an excuse for a Muslim not to do his work properly. We have to work honestly and properly and do our jobs as perfect as we can. It has not been a justification or an excuse because I can't do my work because I'm fasting. Worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mandatory for us to do, and has not ever been used as an excuse not to fulfill our jobs properly. Whether your job, whether you're working in a Muslim organization, whether you're working for a non-Muslim organization, a work is a work. Because you get a salary or a wage or whatever because of your work, whether you are fasting or not. So fasting in all Muslims' history has not been an excuse not to do the job. Whatever job you are working, properly and honestly. مَنْ أَخَذَ الْأَجْرِ حَصَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ. Whoever gets actually his money after his job, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you, how good and how quality have you delivered the type of job that you are working? That's very important. You cannot apply the excuse that I was fasting. That's a false excuse. In Islam, work, العمل عبادة. Work is worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has not been an excuse for us as Muslims to excuse and not to do our jobs properly. We have to fulfill to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when ordered us to do fasting, He knows how fasting is actually not an easy worship to Him. But at the same time, as long as your intentions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure to Allah, Allah will give you that strength subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you that strength to stand, to do the worship to Allah. At the end of the day, it's your intentions. How far you want to practice fasting honestly to Allah, and honestly in all shapes or forms. In all shapes, and honestly in word, honestly in not arguing, honestly on feeding the others. All of these things are very, very important in fasting as a worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told us, there are three types of people who could ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their asking. One of them is as-sa'im, the one who practices fasting. As-sa'imun, when they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in hadith Qudsi, لَخُلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ. خُلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ means the smell of his mouth. أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. It's better than misk. You know the perfume misk? Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told us, just to get that some kind of touch, how far the smell of your mouth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this smell, to do the practicing well to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's only for Allah. You do this fasting, it's only for Allah. And when you ask Allah, genuinely, honestly, when you are fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your fasting. لَخُلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. And we have to practice this, and this is the best time to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are fasting. The best time to ask Allah for help. The best time to ask Allah for forgiveness. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance is while you are fasting. Fasting has a special gate in paradise. You get into that gate because you are fasting. Bab al-Sa'imun. Wa Bab al-Rayyan. It's called Bab al-Rayyan, the gate of Rayyan. So it's a very significant worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to share the value. And we as a Muslim, we have probably to share this type of practice and this type of worship and knowledge to non-Muslims as well. Because we have to know why we are stopping eating and drinking. And I've been, one of the people, I'm sure a lot of you have been asking, why are not drinking or eating? And you have to share the value. It's a very good thing to explain to the others why. And you have to explain, it's not only that you only obey Allah, which is number one, but also the significance of self-honesty, the significance of purification to Allah, the significance of to practice self-control. That's the significance of fasting. We're not doing this to torture ourselves. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to be easy for us, not to be difficult. And we have to share this knowledge with non-Muslims as well, to share the value, to tell them why we are doing this, why we are practicing this worship, to tell them how Muslims actually are self-control, orders from Allah, how Muslims have to be in front of Allah, self-honesty, and to prove that by this type of practice. All of these knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to share it with the others, not to give it. You should not be ashamed that you are fasting, you should be proud that you are fasting. And tell the others, I am fasting because of this. It's very important. A lot of people doesn't know why you're fasting. What's the significance? Is it just like stopping yourself eating, drinking? It's not this simple. And we have to do that, to share with the others. A lot of people asking us questions as if they are offending. In reality, they don't know. And it's better to share this value with them. It's our duty to spread the word of Allah. It is our duty as Muslims, actually. And that one is actually a good practice for us, to have something to share it with the other, to share it with non-Muslims. We need to do that because a lot of people doesn't know what fasting is about, what Ramadan is about. They know what Ramadan is just a worship for Muslims, but what is the significance of that one? So Ramadan is an opportunity for us, for all Muslims. It's just like sale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do trading for Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ramadan is a sale month to do more and more and more of good deeds and get discounted part of good deeds. So let's get that opportunity, because that's what Ramadan is about. And sharing the knowledge with the others as well, as what the value of fasting is, very, very important as Muslim, as a duty for us. So we need to do that, inshallah, for all of us to share these values with non-Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وأتوب إليه. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك أنت وتكرمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا رب. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا أكرم الأكرمين رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وأقم الصلاة.